Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 494 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk a little bit about our college baseball woes. We actually talk a lot about things that we have been reading and watching. I even went to the movie. And Melanie surprises me with a shoe purchase that she made, and I'm still really working hard to process it. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. We have three membership levels there. There's a $5 level where you get two bonus episodes a month, an $8 level where you get two bonus episodes plus a live episode every month, and a $10 level where you get all of the above plus a Southern Living episode, which is our most recent episode on Patreon. We are always so happy for you to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And I think that's all that I have to say here at the beginning of episode 494. So we hope you enjoy. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Well, here we are recording on a Sunday.
Yeah, on Mother's Day.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. We are.
So, but listen, because a mother's work is never done.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. But our Mondays and Tuesdays were not complimentary this
no.
week.
No. Mm-hmm. We have a lot. We're very busy. We have manner of appointments and things.
And things. So many things. So here we are. We had brunch at my sister's today after we went to 7:45 service. You'll be happy to know, Melanie, it's gonna move up to the summer schedule of 8 next week.
Well, you'll just be able to sleep in. You'll just
I know. So we went to my sister's for brunch, and I am already in my pajamas on this Sunday afternoon, calling it a day before the day is done.
Listen, we got up. Well, you know, as you know, church is at 9 o'clock for us now.
I know.
So, you know, we got home at 10:30, which is just ridiculous that you've got that much day ahead of you. And I'm telling you, I'm going to say this too. What I've noticed is, and it was Mother's Day Sunday, and I feel like that's a Sunday where a lot of people go to church who don't always go to church. And I'm going to say it was pretty empty and didn't really fill up till about 9:15 or 9:20. So I feel like everybody's really struggling with the 9 o'clock start time. I know at some point I'm going to need to let this go and nobody's asking me. It's just so early on a Sunday morning. The difference between having to get up at 7:45 and getting to sleep till like 8:15 just feels monumental to me on a Sunday morning.
Listen.
So anyway, but nobody cares. And so we went to church and that was great. And then we actually picked up breakfast tacos, which is what we always do. But Perry's mom joined us for a little Mother's Day breakfast taco.
Delightful.
She had a chalupa compuesta. She did not want a breakfast taco.
What is a chalupa compuesta?
It is just a tostada with refried beans and cheese and lettuce and tomato. And usually guacamole, but they did not put guacamole on her tostada today.
Okay.
So, but Perry said he thinks that's because who's ordering that for breakfast at 10:30 in the morning?
Sure, So now, I know you weren't expecting for me to springboard off of the whole notion of a tostada, but here we are.
Yeah. Okay, let's go.
Because when we did our Southern Living episode last week, there was a breakfast tostada recipe in the back of the Southern Living. And I said, I'm doing that.
Yeah.
And I will have you know, yesterday I did, in fact, make the breakfast tostada. And it was delicious.
Oh, that sounds so good.
It was so good. And you just put your tostadas in the oven, in a 200-degree oven, just so they get warm, you know?
Yeah.
And then it calls for Kaneka sausage. I don't think they care. you know, yeah, which particular kind of sausage you use. But anyway, there's a whole method there for you incorporate some of the sausage, like where it's cooked off. You incorporate a little bit of that into your beans. Mm-hmm. And then you add sour cream and hot sauce into your beans before you put that on the
tostada,
which was so good. It made the beans mm-hmm. so flavorful.
Yeah, that feels like a Taco Bell hack.
Yes,
I know. They mix in. Yeah, that's good.
And then, I did kind of over medium fried eggs. Anyway, it was a thumbs up. It was a home run. We'll make again. So enjoyed it. Really felt like it was a great additional breakfast option. So
okay, that's great to know. That sounds mm-hmm. really good. So
I did not do the pickled onions though, because by and large, I'm not a fan of a pickled onion.
No, I don't like a pickled onion. I don't really like an onion across the board. Like if it's finely diced in something mm-hmm. and cooked, but an onion is never something that I'm really a fan of.
Yeah. So I like a sauteed onion, but I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I like a pickled carrot, but a pickled onion, I'm just But by and large, I will say, I think I stuck with the recipe. Besides that, and
okay, that sounds really good. Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds really good. Now, did David like it too?
He did not have any because he had already had something to eat for breakfast when I made them. Mm-hmm. So, that's not true. I made it at lunchtime because I had not had breakfast yet. And so mm-hmm. he fixed something. He ate leftovers from the night before for him. He had done, he had made some sort of something with a baked potato that was left over. And so anyway, so he didn't have the tostada.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, mm-hmm. that's good to know. Well, okay, so what else has been going on there? So I'm trying to think. You got past graduation.
I got past graduation.
Last we spoke. Summer is almost here, and so that probably means that you're thinking about how much your kids are going to be home and how many snacks they're going to want and how you make sure that those are healthy snacks. And this is why I'm telling you that you need Thrive Market. So here's the Venn diagram of what's important to me when I'm buying groceries and household items. Am I getting a good deal, and is it convenient? i.e., will it be delivered directly to my door? That is why I love my subscription to Thrive Market. So Thrive Market's a membership-based grocery service where you can shop from wherever you are. You just simply hop on their app. The membership breaks down to just $5 a month. And here's why I love it. It gives members access to weekly sales and personalized shopping with filters, auto ship and save, free gifts, and peace of mind knowing there's no junk in any of the products that they carry. So Thrive Market restricts 1,000 plus ingredients. So there's no stressing over labels or Googling every additive. Y'all, I want to eat healthier, but I don't want to have to do the research. And that's why I love that Thrive Market does it for me. They have an in-app barcode scanner that finds a healthier swap for almost anything in your pantry. So if your kids love some junk, you can find a healthy swap for whatever that happens to be. And so there's 90 plus dietary filters. So the label reading is already done for you. Here are the things that are always on my list: the Thrive Market whole grain granola, the Chomps beef sticks, Cloud white cheddar protein popcorn. I love all of their granola. They have the healthiest, best snacks. So one membership covers the whole family, even when everybody eats differently, and you'll have no more decision fatigue. Your filtered results only show what fits your household. So you can filter the whole site by high protein or low sugar or whatever makes sense for you. If you're ready to do your own spring reset, join Thrive Market with our link, thrivemarket.com/bigboo for $20 off your first three orders. Plus you'll get a free $60 gift.
I got past graduation. I feel like I spent my week. I feel like the story of the last week for me was catch up. I tried to catch up on sleep. I tried to catch up with friends. I tried to catch up on some to-dos that I needed to get handled for this next week. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I mean, we had Jackson here for most of the week, and then he went back to Texas on Friday. He left this past Friday morning and went back to Texas. And I was a little sad. I felt myself getting emotional, and I was like, you can't get emotional. You can't let yourself get emotional, because then that makes this about you, and it's not.
Yeah, I know.
So Anyway, so I was going to meet my friend Matthew and his wife Hannah at Lady Bird, as we like to do, and so I kept it breezy, but I was a little.
I don't know. Kind of. I mean, it's the end of an era, mm-hmm. and I think there's like an unknown because you don't really know where he's going to end up and what that's going to look like and all that. I totally get that. Mm-hmm. That's like it's a little empty nest all over again.
So, yeah, I know. I made beef stroganoff, I think, the night before or two nights before, because that's one of his favorite things. So I made hamburger steak one night last week because he loves that. And see, Alex, of course, is still at their Homewood house. So, mm-hmm. But Alex did stay with us this weekend, though. And then I made stroganoff. Anyway, so Jackson went back to Texas. And I went to dinner one night with Casey and Steph. I felt like I had not sat at a table with them in weeks and weeks and weeks.
Yeah, and I would agree with that. I haven't heard their names in a long time.
I know. So mm-hmm. I went to dinner with them one night and kind of caught up. That was fun. Saw Matthew and Hannah. Alex and I actually went to see The Devil Wears Prada 2 one afternoon last week. That was kind of a little Mother's Day treat for me mm-hmm. because I love the first one. And so we went to see that, and I so enjoyed it. But I did. I'd been home all that day and this was Thursday, I think, and hadn't gone anywhere or done anything. And so sometimes if I'm home all day and I'm primarily working on my computer, I don't put my contacts in because I'm nearsighted. So I see fine up close with nothing in my eyes, but I can't see as well far away.
Mm-hmm.
And so Alex and I were going to a matinee. And so about 2:15 or so, I left the house and I drove to the movie theater. And Alex and I went inside. He had gotten our tickets. And we go and we sit down and the previews start. And I said, oh, I forgot my glasses or my contacts.
I had driven to
the theater and it never dawned on me. Like, golly, this is all sort of fuzzy. Like,
yeah,
I'm not trying to be a public menace or create a dangerous situation. And my vision's not terrible. I'm fine. I'm not mm-hmm. really, but I can get by. I would not usually choose to do it this way. So I was like, well, we're going to have to sit closer or I'm not going to be able to see. So we ended up moving down maybe three or four rows. And it was fine. It was not a deal. But I just couldn't mm-hmm. believe that I left the house without even thinking about, you know, trying to get my vision handled.
Well, I know. I'm telling you, since Perry got his hearing aids, there have been twice that we've gotten in the car and he's realized, like, oh, I forgot to put my hearing aids back in. You know what I mean? Like,
but so I've only been wearing glasses since I was 11.
Well, that's true. Like, true.
I just get in the mode of how I see inside the house, I think, and I just didn't think about it. But anyway, so that was a fun thing. And then it was a really sweet time with Matthew and Hannah the next day at Lady Bird. It was great to see them. We went to a Mississippi State game earlier in the week, my sister and Alex and Jackson and me. Mm-hmm. And that was a happier time as far as baseball's concerned.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we won like 21-3. Mm-hmm. But this weekend, I did not go to Starkville, and it did not turn out quite as well as that. Although, mm-hmm. you know, what are you going to do?
I mean, what are you going to do?
We're here at the end of the season.
It's rough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I think that's pretty much it. I mean, yesterday, okay. I don't know if I mentioned this on last week's regular episode or on the Southern Living episode, that I put out some bird feeders last week. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know how to tell the birds that there was food available to them at our house.
How do you advertise? Yeah.
I didn't know how to advertise. And so I was having trouble with our storm door that goes out to the deck the other day. And David was helping me. And while he was helping me, he said, hey, there's a bird. And I saw our first bird go to the bird feeder.
Congratulations.
But here is the counterpart to that, which is we have all these sweet little birds now that are coming around. Yeah. The squirrels are out of their minds.
Yeah. That's what happens. Those squirrels, those little rats with tails, they take over.
Listen, I had a whole metaphor in my head yesterday. I was sitting outside at some point yesterday morning, and I was watching a squirrel try to twist themselves into the correct position so that they could grab the bottom of what is supposedly a squirrel-proof bird feeder and shake food into their mouths. Yeah. And then I watched at the other bird feeder, these sweet little birds come in and just take a little bit and fly into a bush and eat the little bit they'd taken, and then fly back and get a little bit more and then go back into the bush to eat the little bit that they'd taken. And I thought, you know, in this life, Melanie, we can either be a bird or a squirrel.
Well, isn't that the truth? Isn't that a word for us today?
That squirrel, not where it's supposed to be, taking what's not meant for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Destructive. Mm-hmm. They've been digging in my plants. And I know that they're God's creature and all that. I wish no harm on the squirrels. I just, like, they're just working so hard when, there is plenty of provision on the ground, right?
Yeah, like, that's right. That's right. You don't have to go to all that effort, but the squirrels don't know. The squirrels want it all.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Do.
They just want it all. They're they're very greedy, and that's just what squirrels do. They ruin nice things.
So anyway, but I'm happy that we have a few birds now. I hope to have more birds. This is where I am in life. Thank you so much for your attention and your interest.
Yes.
So
we just hope that the birds continue to find you.
Yes.
Maybe you need to put up a billbird. Maybe that's what it's called, a billbird.
A billbird. That's exactly right. What about y'all? What's been going on?
Gully and I were having a whole discussion the other day about supplements that we take these days, because that's where we are in life. And we were saying, what makes a difference? What doesn't make a difference? And Gully said, the one thing I know for sure is that AG1 makes a difference. And I totally agreed, because here's the thing. AG1 is so simple. It's one scoop. It's in 8 ounces of water or juice, whatever works for you every morning. And that's it. So it's a daily health drink with a multivitamin, pre and probiotic, superfoods, and antioxidants. The next gen formula delivers 75 plus ingredients backed by 4 clinical trials. It's clinically shown to support gut health, fill common nutrient gaps, and improve key nutrient levels within 3 months. So whether you have late nights, long weekends, you're not eating healthy, life happens, but AG1 helps you keep one thing consistent. You get the nutritional support that you need every single day, no matter where you start your morning. So here's why we said we can tell it makes a difference. Our gut health has never been better. The immune support that it gives really makes a difference. I can just tell that my body functions better. It is so worth it. It's the best thing I've done. It's why I've been doing it for over 3 years now. AG1 has over 50,000 verified 5-star reviews and comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Visit drinkag1.com/bigboo to get a free AG1 flavor sampler and a bottle of vitamin D3 plus K2 in your AG1 welcome kit when you first subscribe, a $72 value. That's drinkag1.com/bigboo. drinkag1.com/bigboo. What'd we do earlier last week? We didn't really do anything. I feel like we were just around. And then when did I drive to College Station? Thursday. I went to College Station because Caroline and I had a speaking thing on Thursday evening, and it was for Aggieland Pregnancy Organization.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the first time they've done an event like this, and it was so great. They did a really good job. They just kind of wanted to raise awareness so that people know that they're out there. And the ladies that put it on were so sweet, and we had a great time. And so I spoke, and then Caroline and I did a Q&A. And Andrea, who asked us questions, just came up with some really good, funny questions. So that was super fun. They put together a gift basket that was fantastic, I have
to
say. It was so great. It had a candle that smells like the George Hotel. You know what I'm saying when I tell you
I
that.
Do.
Like,
mm-hmm.
just immaculate. They got us a bottle of alcohol from Hush and Whisper, some really cute Saturday and College Station game day cups, all kinds of stuff. So if you could have seen Caroline and I going through that gift basket and dividing out who got what, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So we did that. But before I got into town on Thursday, and Caroline's moving out of her place this summer. So she's moving in July. So she's moving into a new place. And so, you know, she's lived in this same house for 4 years.
Yes, indeed.
And so I was like, I'm going to go ahead and get there, and I'm going to bring some blue bags. And I said, let's go ahead and just pack up your winter stuff. I said, let's just pack up your winter clothes, because that way it'll give you some room in your closet. We'll go ahead and get some stuff packed up. And I'm going to tell you that we filled four or five blue bags. And when I looked in her, I know. And when I looked in her closet, I said, I'm real discouraged by how much is still left in there.
Oh, well, you know what that means. Of course, you'll have to cut back now on what, this will be the next thing. We're not getting anything else.
No.
We're not getting anything else. We don't need anything else.
No, we are not buying anything else. But I do have to say that a lot of it is she really loves a t-shirt. The way that child will hold on to a t-shirt is really something, you know? So anyway, it kind of made me realize what a monumental task we had to have ahead of us with that move, just terms of the amount of stuff. But she also, as I was sitting there and I was like, listen, some of these hangers aren't. And she said, I feel like you in my closet is just, she said, it's just your nemesis. It's like your life's greatest achievement. And I was like, it really is. I'm constantly at work on that closet. So anyway, we did that, and then I stopped by to see her on Friday. I got to stay with Honey and Big, and so that was so fun. And Honey, I'm going to tell you why Honey is a great place to stay when you have a speaking thing, because she was like, I know you don't like to eat before you go. So what I have done is I've gone to Chicken Salad Chick, and I've gotten you two different kinds of chicken salad. So when you get home tonight, she had chicken salad, she had crackers, she had bread. She was like, whatever. So that was so nice.
The Fancy Nancy?
I did not have the Fancy Nancy. I can't remember what I had. I had something that had cranberries in it, and it was delicious.
Carol, isn't it? Carol, I think.
I'm not familiar enough to know.
Okay.
We don't have a chicken salad chick. We do have one here, but it's far, so I'm not going to go.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to choose to believe that it's the Cranberry Carol. I don't know that that's it, but I just think it's going to be something alliterative. So, that feels like that could possibly work. Or Cranberry Kelly is what that is.
Okay.
Cranberry Kelly, excuse me.
It was really good. And then the sweet girls at Double Batch Aggieland had given Caroline and I both a box of snickerdoodles and chocolate chip cookies.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so good.
Oh my gosh, they were delicious. I can't even tell you. So I think I ate like three of those. And then stopped by to see Caroline. And then Friday, I got home, Friday afternoon, late afternoon. And then Perry and I went to El Catrine, our usual. But I'm going to tell you that a monumental thing has happened for us. You know, we go every Friday night. Like 2 or 3 weeks ago, Pedro, who's our favorite waiter, was like, hey, here's my cell phone number. And he was like, so when y'all are coming in, just text me and let me know and I'll have your table ready for you. And we were like, great, this will eliminate the wait because it gets really packed. Or even early, it gets packed. And it's because it's a small place. And so I'm going to tell you that now what happens is I text Pedro at 5 and I'm like, hey, we're going to be in about 5:30. And when we walk in, our table is ready with our chips, with our green and red salsa, with our guacamole, and with my spicy margarita with tahini on the rim.
Well,
it's really all I need in life.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, that's if there is a high point, I believe you have hit it.
That's it. It feels like I've really arrived. So we did that, and then we came home. We watched Aggie baseball, which Friday night did not go well for us, nor did Saturday late afternoon. We did run rule Ole Miss, but I wish we had saved some of those runs in that earlier game. We needed was two of those runs to have given us a victory in the last game. But that was not our journey. We continue to kind of rack up the injuries, which I don't love, especially this late in the season, but that's what happens, you know, like everybody's kind of worn down. So
I know, everybody's tired. We've had a whole thing at State with people's backs being hurt. I don't know. I mean, nobody's consulting me on this, but I always, when it comes to Mississippi State sports, I always want to hope. We have to go to College Station this next week and play y'all. If you were to tell me that we get run rule three games in a row, I'd go, okay. If you were to tell me that we run rule three games in a row, I might go, well, I don't know. It's hard to predict at this stage in the season how it's going to play out, you know?
Yeah, it really is. Because I thought after we pulled it together when we run ruled Ole Miss, I thought, well, we're on fire. Our bats are hot. The second game is going to be great. And it wasn't. They got up on us 5-0. And then we did come back and tie it, but we just couldn't. And we left Caden Sorrell on third base at the bottom, at the top of the eighth. And I was like, that just, you know, he was right there. He was on third base. I don't know. But anyway.
That was our second game against Auburn. We came back, we tied it up, and then we couldn't get those final runs in, you know? Anyway.
Now, I do have to say that a young man named Ben Royo stepped in, and he has not really played all season, but he had the game of his life. Actually, all day Saturday, he was our MVP. I mean, I think he hit 3 home runs.
Okay, Ben.
Yeah, and so I was real happy for him because he came in because – listen, I don't even know who all's injured right now, but I know Chris Akopian's not playing out in the field. Nico Partita's not playing out in the field. Anyway, just injuries galore. Now we play y'all. It's our last series at home, and I'm kind of the same. I'm like, I just don't know. I feel like we don't have that. It's going to be a Thursday is when we start, but I feel like our Thursday night pitching situation, we aren't real sure about. I don't know, just a lot of questions.
Yeah,
so we'll,
a lot of questions.
We'll see what happens, you know.
Okay, well, listen, so. best of luck to us both.
I don't know about you, but I like keeping my money where I can see it and where I can spend it on things that I want to spend it on. But here's the thing, you know where I don't want to spend it? On my wireless bill. So many traditional big wireless carriers seem to like overcharging you with bogus fees and crazy high bills and free perks that actually cost more in the long run. So you can switch to Mint Mobile. You can stop overpaying for wireless just because that's how it's always been. Mint exists purely to fix that. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You can bring your own phone number, you can activate with eSIM in minutes, and start saving immediately. No long-term contracts, no hassle. If I needed something like this, Mint Mobile is what I would use. If you like your money, Mint Mobile is for you. Shop plans at mintmobile.com/bigboo. That's mintmobile.com/bigboo. Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month 5-gigabyte plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for the first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details. Yeah, and so that was kind of it. And then Mabel and I, Perry and Mabel went to the ranch on Saturday, and he said, he was like, I ran her until she didn't want to run anymore. Like, ran and ran and ran. But then today, of course, she really wanted to go on a walk because it's been multiple days since she's been able to, you know, carouse the neighborhood. But I took her, but she was so tired, even for her, that I laughed because we ran like the first 4 blocks, and then she kind of looked at me like, yeah, I think I'm done.
That's enough for me. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. And it's so humid, and we're supposed to get storms here later tonight. So hopefully we ran out some of her anxiety before those storms make
it
here. Yeah.
I did watch some television this past weekend, which has not been my norm. You know, I've been more sort of June's Journey, maybe focused. But I watched I loved Handmaid's Tale. Well, I loved the first 3 seasons of Handmaid's Tale. Then it just sort of went off the rails. But
yeah,
our friend Ella had told me that the sequel to Handmaid's Tale, which is called The Testament, was on Hulu. And she said it was really good. This was a couple of months ago. So I thought this past whatever day, I was like, you know what? I'm going to start The Testaments because Ella said it was really good. And anyway, it just has 6 or 7 episodes this season. But I watched all of those over the course of a couple of days. And it was really good. Surprisingly so.
Okay.
If anybody likes The Handmaid's Tale. And so I watched that. I caught up on the reunion show for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah. Listen, that... That to me is such a treasure because number one, I like to always see what Rachel Zoe has on, and she did not disappoint.
Course. Yes.
And then Kathy Hilton, when she talks about that she was on this Jell-O diet, that she saw that all these celebrities were on, but now she was so bloated from the Jell-O diet. And then I thought,
and then she realized actually no celebrities were on the diet. It was all AI.
It was all AI. But here's what I thought. Saying you're on a Jell-O diet in the year of our Lord 2026, that is the most 1970s type thing.
It is quite a throwback, I will say. You don't really hear about people doing the trendy short-term diets anymore. And
no.
I think this is a good thing.
I agree. It feels like we've made a turn to like actual health because
yes.
nobody's like, no, just get on the Special K diet or just
the grapefruit diet. Yeah.
All cottage cheese with mm-hmm. pineapple. I mean, it's like it feels like we've made some strides. So I appreciated that she thought that she was just going to eat Jell-O and lose a lot of weight.
But in fact, got bloated. Yeah.
Who could have seen that coming?
What did you think about Kyle's dress?
I didn't love it.
I didn't either.
I did not love it. I mean, compared to what everybody else had on, I don't know. I feel like she's so gorgeous, and I felt like her hair was really severe and the dress was really severe for how beautiful she is.
Right. Yeah, everybody else seemed to have gotten some kind of disco memo. Although mm-hmm. I didn't love Bose's dress. It was too many seed pearls all over that thing.
It had
for
a
me.
Lot happening.
It was it a lot of texture.
Mm-hmm.
But there was more, like I thought Sutton looked better than she's ever looked.
I agree. She looked fantastic. Now Jennifer Tilly's dress with her face on it. In what world would you ever
She never was comfortable the whole time she was sitting down.
No. Because you don't think about how your face
on the back. Yeah. Oh,
that's not going to translate
no.
when you sit down, you know?
No, just some things are going to fall together if you
yeah.
are seated. But anyway, I don't know. I enjoyed the season. Don't misunderstand me. I very much did. It felt like there was some manufactured drama. I mean,
yeah.
I know that's hard to believe on a housewife show.
No, but you're not saying.
I don't know. I felt like mm-hmm. a couple of people were sort of playing parts, and
yes.
I didn't necessarily care for that. But
yeah.
anyway.
Yeah, I agree. I thought it was, but the reunion didn't disappoint. You know, that's the best one. So.
Yeah, I agree. Now, I did start to watch, though, yesterday,
yeah.
I started to watch The Real Housewives of Rhode Island because I've read
okay.
and heard from friends that it's really good. And I started it thinking, I'm not going to get into this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was wrong.
Okay.
I was so wrong. I did, in fact, get into it. And I don't know how many episodes are even out so far this season or how many they're going to be. But I have a feeling I will watch all of them. Yeah. It landed in a way I did not expect. So.
Okay. Well, I keep hearing about it.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm trying to think. I have watched. Well, first of all, let me say that I listened to last week at the gym. I caught up on two of Amy Poehler's. Have you listened to Amy Poehler's interview with John Hamm?
Yes, I have. What a delight that was.
What mm-hmm. a delight that mm-hmm. was. I loved reminiscing about Mad Men and just hearing just all those things. I thought it was great. And then I loved her one with Billie Eilish, which I think is the most recent one.
Oh, I haven't listened to that one yet. I have
not. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. It was so good. Listen, I love to hear, I mean, first of all, Billie Eilish is a genius. But just to kind of hear her talk about her creative process and just who she is, I was like, I really found her very endearing. So
okay. I can't wait.
It's worth listening to. And then I started watching Rooster on HBO Max.
Okay, David is watching Rooster and said that he has liked it more with every episode and I should
watch
it.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It's very reminiscent to me of like how a shrinking grows on you. You remember
okay.
how like you started shrinking and you're like, I don't really know what I'm watching. And
yes.
then as you go, but it's Steve Carell, so he's fantastic. It's one of those, you laugh and it's heartwarming, but it's also sad and it's real, and I really, all the characters have really grown on me, so
okay.
I think it's really good, and I think it's just a 30-minute show on HBO Max, and I don't know how many episodes are left. And then I started last night Catherine Stockett's new book, The Calamity Club, and it has sucked me right on in. Y'all know that I have tried a lot of different body care products over the years, but the one that I come back to over and over again is Osea. Here's why I love Osea, because it really transforms not only how my skin looks, but also how it feels. It truly moisturizes deep down. It helps with crepiness. It helps with dry skin. It just gives me a glowy look that I want, especially right now when I'm wearing shorts and short sleeve shirts. So Osea's anti-aging body balm is a liquid silk body balm that combines the lasting hydration of a lotion with the firming power of a serum, leaving skin smoother, firmer, and beautifully supple.
I love the way this product makes my skin look. It's just the perfect amount of glow, but it doesn't feel greasy. It doesn't feel like you have anything on your skin. It just really improves the smoothness and firmness over time, but it looks good immediately. So an independent third-party consumer perception study conducted on 32 women discovered the following incredible results. 94% agreed skin felt nourished, moisturized, and softer. 94% agreed skin looked smoother, more supple, and glowing. 84% agreed skin look firmer. What are you waiting on? I'm telling you, you'd want this product to get you through the summer months. Get a spring-worthy glow with clean, clinically tested skincare from Osea. Right now, we have a special discount just for our listeners. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code BIGBOO at OseaMalibu.com. Again, that's code BIGBOO at OseaMalibu.com.
Okay, I have it, and I've read a couple of pages, but that's mm-hmm. about as far as I got. So,
yeah,
because I had to, I don't know, I had to go to sleep or something. But for sure, I'm going to read that. So yeah. I'm reading right now a book called This Story Might Save Your Life.
Oh.
And the tone of it is, it's kind of, it's said that it's like a kind of a love story, kind of a mystery. Listen, y'all, if it gets dicey in here somewhere, I don't know about it yet.
Yeah, but it's always the fear.
It's always the fear. It tends to be the case a lot. But mm-hmm. I like the tone of it a lot. It's about these two friends who have a podcast, a male and a female.
Yeah.
And so I don't, but there's some intrigue. Okay. I'm just saying it kind of, I was surprised by how, I think because of the tone and the narrator switches, which I love in a book mm-hmm. when the narrator switches. And so I was surprised by how quickly it pulled me in. So that's what I'm going to do after we record this, is I'm going to get back into that.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds delightful.
I'm going to sit outside and read my book and chastise the squirrels. That's pretty much my big
plan. Listen, just warn them off. Mm-hmm. Now, have you, is it nice to sit outside there today?
It's a little warmer today. The sun came out. When we left my sister's house, the sun had come out. And I was like, oh, it is a little bit more hot than it has been. But it's not terrible.
Yeah.
And like this morning, it was nice. But it is kind of humid, more so than it has been.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think right now, it's not even 80 degrees today, I don't think. So.
Oh, okay. Wow. It is really hot. It's in the 90s here.
And what? Just,
yes. And really just balmy. Like it's getting more humid every time I go outside. But like I said, we've got big storms coming on the way. So it's all, you know, it's all building up.
Okay.
So,
anything else we need to cover?
Any other
news or notes?
Listen, well, the raccoon house, everybody was super excited about that.
Well, sure. I mean, why wouldn't they be?
I know. It's a big day. And there's now a sign out in front notifying everybody that demolition is impending.
Okay.
So that's exciting. So I don't know when exactly that's going to happen, but can't wait. And yeah, so that's what's happening there.
Okay. And how long do they have to wait before they can actually start tearing it down?
I don't know. That's a great question, because we had heard 6 months, but I think that's only if you're doing a rebuild. So I think the fact that they're just going to level it maybe means that that it won't be that long, that maybe they'll let them do it sooner rather than later.
Okay.
So we'll see.
I had a question. I thought about this earlier in the week, and I meant to text it to you, and then I forgot, and then I thought about it again last night. When did we cross over as a society into a world where we have to have a certain kind of dress for weddings that is not the same thing as a kind of dress that we would wear to church?
I don't know, but it's a real thing.
It's such a thing.
It's a real thing. And here's the other thing. And I don't want to be, here's the thing. I don't want to be all like, get off my lawn about this.
Mm-hmm.
But also, and I will say, I'm going to a wedding this Friday. It is for one of my very dear friend's daughters. But there's a theme. Mm-hmm. It's elevated garden party.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't know when we started doing like a theme of like, this is how you're going to dress. And we're also going to kind of give you a color palette.
Yes. Yes.
So it just, I don't know. I think weddings are interesting. Gelly and I were talking about this because I do like the trend now. So my friend Hillary's son got married like 2 weeks ago, and his Her daughter-in-law's bridesmaids all wore like the same color of blue. It was a very pretty, like silvery blue, mm-hmm. periwinkle-ish blue. But they all had different styles of dresses. So apparently now you can go, I didn't know this, but you can go to, there's a store and you can pick your color palette, but then they let the girls pick their style of dress.
Yes. I think this is the coolest thing when I've seen it at weddings. Like what I
agree.
I've seen pictures of it too. Mm-hmm. I think it's such a great idea for people to be able to pick a dress that's a reflection of what they like to wear.
Yes. And I didn't realize, because I've seen him do that, but I just thought, did you just tell everybody, go get a pink dress? And then how do you know? So I was like, oh, this is how you make sure that it's all actually the same color.
Yes.
But I think that makes so much more sense to me, as opposed to trying to fit all, you know, you're trying to fit a lot of square pegs in a round hole when you're mm-hmm. just like, we're all going to wear the same style dress, you know? But the dress code that mm-hmm. is a thing. Like
it's just I think my whole life, I really until the last 5 years, I felt like I could just wear a church dress to a wedding.
Yes.
But maybe it's the transition where now we have all these venue weddings. So it feels more like a cocktail party, or it feels
maybe so.
Like a dressier event than like go, because, you know, we used to just go to the church and then walk down to the fellowship hall, or drive down the street to a country club or whatever. But now there's more of kind of a destination vibe. Even if it's just a venue in your hometown, I think weddings have a different feel. But I thought, just about every website now, if they sell dresses, there's a category that says wedding guest dresses.
Yeah, that is true.
And that's a new thing, a relatively new thing, I feel like.
It used to just be a dress. And I think the other thing that's happened, so Gully and I've had this conversation because we've got a lot of friends, kids getting married and whatever, is now because of social media, whatever dress you wear, you know, is going to be photographed a lot. So then it's the pressure of, do I wear the same dress to the next wedding?
Yes.
Like what do I do? Like how many dresses? And then it's like, how many nice dresses do I need?
How many nice dresses is it reasonable to spend money on? Because they're not cheap.
No.
I've been thinking about all this week. And mm-hmm. and just because, and it's so fun that we're at a stage now where there are, you know, like if I look at the next, you know, the rest of the calendar year, there's some great fun weddings coming up.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, you know, I don't feel like I can wait until day of and say, I'll just throw this on, because that's not how it goes mm-hmm. anymore.
No. And it feels like that used to be like a mother of the bride or mother of the groom. You were like, oh, I've got to go get a really nice dress. But now it feels like we all have to go get a really nice dress.
Anyway, I don't know. It's shifted though, right? Don't you feel like it's shifted?
Yeah, but I think, don't you think everything with Gen Z has shifted?
Oh,
I mean, it's
true.
All
that's
very
true.
Because I think here's the thing. You're all, you know what I have of my wedding? A really sad VHS tape with some Barbie princess writing that comes on.
Yes.
And the quality's not good, nothing about it. And now it's like everything's a production.
Yes.
You know, like you just, it's a massive production.
We have photo shoots for everything.
Engagement,
for pre-wedding, for babies coming, for baby just got here.
Yes.
We document a lot in very professional ways that I did not know about when I was at that stage of life.
No. And it's like we said, when I was at State at Starkville, remember? And we said the kids were taking all their, you know, there were caps and gowns and confetti everywhere and everybody was doing senior pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I love the senior pictures. I think it's so fun. But you know what? I have like one really bad picture of me in a cap and gown, like getting dressed, because that was my senior picture. Like nobody, there was no photo shoot.
No.
So
no, I don't even have that because I didn't walk in graduation.
Oh,
so,
well, look at you.
You know, anyway.
Yeah. Different times.
Listen, different times. Different times.
Different times. So.
All right. Well, is it time for five favorites?
It's time for five favorites. Okay, I have picked some, just a random assortment of stuff today. The first one, listen, I had not been sure that I was going to do a jelly flat.
I've never been more intrigued by anything you've ever picked for a favorite. I am shook. I am stunned.
I know. But I saw these. I was influenced. And I saw these. They're like a nude color rhinestone jelly flat.
You just said a lot.
And listen, I'm going to tell you, they feel just like you remember a jelly feeling. You know what I mean?
You just said a lot of things I have not before heard you say.
But I got them in yesterday, and I have to say they're really cute. Like, I was really cute. Like, they're almost more translucent on your foot than they look on this model. Like, when you put them on, and then the little pop of rhinestones, I don't know. It's just like a little sparkly, kind of fun sandal alternative. Now, do I think you want to wear these to Disney World? I don't. I don't think you want to wear these, but just to wear to church or to dinner, or somewhere where your foot isn't going to sweat profusely.
Yeah.
I think they're really cute.
They look a little bit like a water shoe. You know what I mean?
They do.
They look a little bit like a water shoe. Mm-hmm. And I know that this is the trend. I know this is the rage. I bet you anything that Catherine Kubelik has a pair of these.
Probably.
Anything that she does.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, man, if that is not just 1983.
Oh, I know. It's jarring.
There in the flesh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's jarring. But mm-hmm. I do have to say, when I ordered them on a whim, and I was like, we'll see. And when I got them in, I was like, oh, I do like these. Like, okay. I do. Something, they take me back to 1983, and I don't mind it. So there's that. Those, they do come in other colors, but the little rhinestone, I think, makes them kind of cute. I'd mentioned a Dibs product, and then this started popping up, and I was like, well, now I've got to try this. It's their Double Standard Primer and Mascara Duo.
Okay,
Here's what I'm going to tell you I love about it. It is a primer that's not white.
Would you like to share with everyone?
Yes.
What happened when you flew in for the live show? Or when we went to Nashville, maybe?
Yeah. No, it was the live show. Okay. So I've, like, multiple times, and I've done it. I've gone to church like this where it's like, because I'll prime my lashes with a white primer, because that's what most of them are. And then I'm like, I'm going to let this dry while I do something else. And then I forget. And then I get out somewhere and I'm like, something looks weird. And I'm like, well, it's because my eyelashes are white. And that happened when I was flying to Birmingham for the live show, when we were meeting Matthew and Hannah for dinner. And Sophie was like, I'm running into Sephora. And I was like, would you please bring me a mascara?
Yeah.
Because my eyelashes are white. So this one I really like, because it's weird, because when you pull it out, it's like pink. It's like a pink color, but it goes on just kind of clear, or just something that you wouldn't notice if you just left it. But I actually really like the mascara too. Like, I like the whole thing. It's a great primer and mascara.
Okay, I'm going to try this.
Yeah, it's really good. And the brush is kind of that thicker brush that I feel like really gets all your lashes. I don't know. I really like it.
Okay, good to know.
The next thing is, I think I had talked about the K18 mask. There's like a hair repair mask, but this is the hair repair oil. And one of Caroline's friends, we were talking about different things we're doing with our hair, and she's got really pretty hair, and she had said that what she has started doing is that every night she just puts a little bit of this, just a drop or two, into the ends of her hair.
Okay.
And it's made it so healthy, and you can even use it. It's not as oily. You would think it would make your hair super oily, but it's just, it makes it just feel really healthy. Like, I don't know, something about it, it just smooths down your ends. It makes everything feel better. It looks better. It's shinier. It helps with frizz. So it's supposed to strengthen and repair damage. I really like it. And a little bit goes a long way. I had ordered a mini size during the Sephora sale just to try it before I committed. But I like it so much that I'm going to go ahead and get the big size.
Okay. That says a lot. That tells me a lot.
So this next thing is, listen, this is the kind of top that I need to come back in style. And so I'm just going to go ahead and go with it because I love it so much. But it is the Free People Moon Magic Mesh Tunic. You know how I love a tunic. You know how I love a flowy top. Now, this one is sheer, so I'm going to have to wear like a tank top or a camisole under it. I don't even care, because I just love the way
it looks.
You are
willing to do the tank top. You like it so much.
I do. I like it so much.
That speaks volumes.
Yeah, it ties in the back. It's just, I think it's going to be really cute with like jean shorts or with like jeans and sandals. It's just a really good flowy top. And I feel like it's hard to find. At some point, we decided we don't want to do a tunic anymore.
And we did. You're exactly right, Melanie. We have 100% decided that.
We've abandoned the tunic. And so we've replaced it with the oversized button-down, which is fine, but I really miss a tunic. And I really miss a top, because a lot of people make tops like this, but then they cut them off right at your waist, which is just about the worst place for a flowy, breezy top to
it
cut
is.
Off.
It is. It's the worst place. And the beauty of this kind of top is that maybe not the purpose of the top, but the result of the top is it covers your stomach.
Yes.
Which is so appreciated.
Yes. You know, that's what I'm saying.
Anytime. It's just appreciated, and we've lost our way, I feel.
We really have. And so I'm a big fan of this. I got it in a small. It's like all Free People stuff. It's oversized, so I would definitely size down depending on your size. Okay, and then the last thing, I needed a new eyebrow gel, and I've tried a lot of them, and there again, some of them I feel like, I tried the Anastasia, and it does come in colors, which is good, but it's pricier, and then their clear one, I feel like gets too thick, and then it looks like you have dandruff in your eyebrows, and listen, nobody wants that.
Yes, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, and so this, I really like this L'Oreal. I think this was a Kathleen Jennings Beauty recommendation, if I go back to its origins, but it's the L'Oreal Paris Volumizing. I don't know that volumizing, that feels like a bold statement, but it's a great brow gel that's colored. So it kind of fills in your brows. My brows are really dark, and I originally got the dark brunette that's too dark. So I would go like a shade lighter. So I've since gotten just the brunette, which is better for me. But it's got a really good brush. It's easy to use. It keeps your eyebrows in place. And because it's a good color, you know, it doesn't look flaky or weird. And so anyway, big fan, and it's only $12.
I mean, that you can't beat that.
No, you can't beat that. Mm-hmm. That's just a better price, because I was paying more than that for some of the other ones, and this works every bit as good, if not better.
Okay, good to know.
So there you have it.
All right. Well, thank you for the favorites. I'm going to search my own soul about the jellies, because, you know, I do like to be on trend.
I really do.
That's not a road I had seen myself going down.
Well, you and I are weird about a flat anyway.
I'm so weird about a flat. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it felt like but I was like, this feels like a flat. It felt like a low stakes flat.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. I mean, and you don't necessarily want a jelly wedge. You know what I mean?
No,
like, if you're going to do the jelly shoe, I think a jelly flat is the way to go.
I agree.
I was not prepared for the fact that you have purchased them. I don't know. Maybe I thought we would have talked about it ahead of time or something.
Yeah, no, I was going to surprise you. I was saving it for, well, and I ordered them there again. I ordered them. I fully expected to get them in and think this was stupid. I did this late at night. I'm sending them back. And then I got them in and I was like, well, I think I actually like these.
Okay. I'm delighted for you. Mm-hmm. It's now time for me to do my own good work. On this topic.
But you know, I'll tell you the jelly shoe that I hate right now that I'm starting to see people wear. I don't like that. It's like a high heel jelly thong with like a kitten heel. Have you seen those?
Oh yeah. No, I don't care for that either.
I don't care for that at all. And listen, if you like those and they look good on you, then God bless you and keep you. That's your journey. I'm just saying that that feels like a Mrs. Roper shoe to me.
Well,
I can't do it.
I'm not a kitten heel person.
No,
right?
Me
because
neither.
At some point I look like somebody who's trying to balance. I look like that meme that went around last year where people would stack weird things and then sit with their legs crossed on top. That's my vibe in a kitten heel. Mm-hmm. I'm going to need a more substantive situation before I teeter around on a kitten heel.
That's my
problem with that.
Yeah.
But
no, I'm same though. I'm not really a fan of a kitten heel either. So I just, something about that shoe, every time I see it, it makes me feel angry. I don't like that shoe.
We do not want you to feel angry.
It feels like, you know what it is, like on Miss America, like what they used to trot them out when they were doing a swimsuit
competition. Mm-hmm. You're exactly right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's some residual childhood trauma that's manifesting itself there.
That's,
I don't know.
That's fair. Okay, well, everybody, we'll be back next week, which, by the way, will be the week of the SEC baseball tournament. And as you know, for me, this is the best week of the year, weather permitting. So excited about it.
Well, we hope it'll be a great time, and we'll see, you know, who all's there and who all's seated what and what all is going to happen.
What all is going to happen. Okay, well, we'll be back next week.
All right, bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.